Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we dig into interesting sources to help you get informed faster.
And today, we're looking at something really key to what we often talk about, living a more purposeful life.
Exactly, that whole idea of living authentically, striving to be your best self. And, well, a huge part of that journey, both for understanding ourselves and, you know, connecting with others, is listening, how well we actually do it.
It really is fundamental, isn't it? We put so much focus on getting our own point across, but that ability to truly take in what someone else is saying, that's crucial for growth, for connection.
Totally. Which brings us to our source for this deep dive. We've been looking at a really practical YouTube video by communication coach Alexander Lyon. It's called Barriers to Effective Listening Skills Top 6.
A great find. He lays out these common hurdles really clearly.
He does. And our mission here is to unpack these obstacles, these things that stop us from properly hearing and understanding people. Lyon makes the point that, you know, everyone says listening is vital, especially at work, but, well, many of us aren't actually that great at it.
It's true. It's a skill that often gets overlooked in practice.
So we're going to break down these six barriers he identifies. We'll look at what they are, maybe add a few thoughts on how they affect us, all so you can become, hopefully, a more engaged, more purposeful communicator on your own path.
And what strikes me is how many of these aren't just like noise outside. A lot of it is internal, our own thoughts, our habits.
That's a great point. Recognizing those internal blocks is probably half the battle towards becoming a better listener.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe more self-aware too.
Definitely. So where does Lyon start? What's barrier number one?
Okay, first up, distractions. Simple enough on the surface, right? External stuff pulling our focus.
Things we can usually see or hear.
Exactly. And Lyon points the finger straight at our phones.
Yeah.
Number one distraction, he says. And the research really backs that up, doesn't it? Divided attention, low comprehension.
Oh, absolutely. But it's not just phones. He also talks about other noises, music in the background, even screens, TVs, monitors just being visible.
Right. That visual clutter.
Yeah.
And he even mentions physical discomfort. His example about his wife being really bothered by a cold draft.
Yeah, I thought that was very relatable. Because if you're physically uncomfortable, say you're cold or hungry or too hot, it's incredibly hard to focus fully on what someone else is saying. That discomfort just nags at you.
It really does hijack your attention.
Yeah.
So his advice here is pretty straightforward. Hmm. Be assertive.
Mm-hmm.
Actively try to minimize these distractions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't just sit there being distracted. It's about taking some control over your listening environment.
So, like, what does that look like practically?
Well, he suggests things like, you know, closing a door if it's noisy outside, maybe suggesting you move to a quieter spot if possible.
Okay. Makes sense.
And being mindful of where you sit. He talks about deliberately choosing a seat where you're not facing a distracting screen, like a TV in a restaurant or a monitor in a meeting. He does this himself.
I like that. It's a conscious choice to create a better listening space. And the phones. What's the key there? Just silencing it. Apparently not quite enough. Lyon mentions, and research supports this, that even having the phone visible, like face down on the table, can still subtly pull your focus.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So the best bet seems to be turn it off, or at least silent, and put it completely away, pocket, bag, whatever, out of sight.
Out of sight, out of mind. It's a tough habit, but I can see how that would make a big difference.
Definitely. Okay. So moving from the external to the internal, barrier number two is preoccupation.
Yes. The internal noise. This is when our own thoughts are the distraction, right?
Exactly. Lyon describes it as, you know, you start talking to someone, but your mind is still churning over a previous conversation or maybe worrying about something you need to do later.
Or anxiety. He mentions that too. Social anxiety or just general worry can make you preoccupied with your own feelings instead of the conversation.
For sure. You're so busy monitoring yourself or worrying about how you're coming across that you miss what's actually being said.
Yeah. Or just thinking about your to-do list. Lyon admits he does this thinking about tasks and responsibilities, mm-hmm. which makes it hard to be present.
It's very common. And he also talks about something called drift, you know, where the speaker says a particular word.
And suddenly you're thinking about something completely unrelated that the word triggered.
Precisely. Your mind just takes this left turn down a rabbit hole based on one word.
Oh, I definitely do that sometimes. It's almost automatic.
It can be. And Lyon stresses that pulling yourself back from preoccupation and drift takes, well, mental discipline. It's a conscious effort.
So how do you do that? How do you re-engage when your mind starts wandering?
He suggests a few things like Deliberately making eye contact again that can help ground you back in the interaction.
Okay, yeah.
Consciously refocusing on the speaker's actual words, and importantly, getting actively involved. Asking a relevant question or making a brief comment shows you're engaged and forces your brain back to the topic at hand.
So being an active listener, not just passively sitting there hoping the information sinks in.
Exactly. That active participation is key, especially when you feel that internal pull of preoccupation.
Right. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So number three. This one surprised me a bit. Listening too much to the details. How can that be a barrier?
Yeah, it sounds counterintuitive, doesn't it? But Lyon's point is that if you get hyper-focused on catching every single tiny fact or minor detail,
you can actually miss the main point, the big picture.
Precisely. You get so bogged down in the weeds trying to remember every specific number or name that you lose the thread of the speaker's overall message or argument.
I can see that. Especially, he notes, for people who are naturally very detail-oriented.
Yeah, it can be a challenge for them. But the tip he gives is quite liberating, I think. He says, give yourself permission to focus first on getting the gist, the overall big picture.
So don't stress about catching every single detail on the first pass.
Exactly. Understand the main idea first. He reassures you that if you miss a specific detail, you can always ask a follow-up question later to clarify.
Okay, that takes the pressure off. Focus on the forest before zooming in on individual trees.
That's a good way to put it. It leads to better overall understanding, even if you need to circle back for specifics.
All right. Barrier number four. This one's relatable, too. The topic is boring or uninteresting.
Uh-huh. We've all been there. Stuck in a meeting or a conversation where the subject just does nothing for you. Your mind starts to glaze over.
Yeah, especially, like Lyon says, in group situations where the focus shifts away from what you personally care about, it's easy to just mentally check out.
It is. But the solution he offers is about mindset. It's about consciously choosing to find something interesting, cultivating curiosity.
Choosing. How does that work?
Well, he brings up a great point from Jerry Seinfeld, actually. Seinfeld apparently said you can find something interesting in almost anyone or anything if you just decide to be interested.
Huh. So it's less about the topic itself and more about your approach to the topic.
Exactly. It's an active choice. Decide you're going to try and learn something or understand a different perspective, even if it's not your usual cup of tea. It's surprising how often that shift in mindset can make a difference to your engagement.
I like that. Sure. Taking an interest is a skill you can develop. Okay, barrier number five. The rebuttal tendency.
Ah, the big one. This is huge.
It feels like it.
Yeah.
This is when you're basically just waiting to talk, right? You're so busy figuring out your response, your counterargument.
And that you're not actually listening to understand what the other person is fully saying. Lyon uses that brilliant Stephen Covey quote here.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply.
Oof. That hits home. You're just reloading your argument while they're still talking.
Exactly. And you can often see it, can't you? Someone looks poised, ready to interrupt the second there's a pause.
Totally. And the problem, Lyon points out, is obvious when you think about it. While your brain is busy crafting your perfect comeback,
you're inevitably missing parts of what they're saying. Crucial nuances, maybe even the main point they're building towards.
Which means your amazing rebuttal might actually be irrelevant or based on a misunderstanding.
Precisely. It completely undermines genuine communication. So his tip for this has two parts.
Okay, what are they?
First, consciously decide to invest your mental energy in just listening. Really try to grasp their point fully instead of mentally rehearsing your lines.
Let go of the need to have your response ready instantly.
Right. Prioritize understanding over replying immediately. And the second part is key. Commit to pausing for a few seconds after the speaker finishes.
Yeah, silence for a bit.
Yeah, just a beat or two. It feels longer to you than it does to them usually. But that pause does two things. It gives your brain a moment to actually process what you just heard.
Instead of just reacting.
Exactly. And it also signals respect to the speaker. Shows you're considering their words. Lyon notes people often appreciate that pause. Plus, you'll probably find that after truly listening, a few seconds is often enough to formulate a much better, more relevant response anyway.
That makes sense. You don't need to pre-plan if you've actually absorbed the information. Okay, final barrier, number six. The speaker is boring, uninteresting, or distracting.
Right. So this isn't about the topic being boring, but the speaker's delivery.
Like a monotone voice.
Yeah.
Or they say, constantly.
Or maybe they speak too softly.
Yeah, or they fidget, or avoid eye contact, or just generally lack energy. Anything about their style that makes it hard for you to stay focused on their message.
So what's the advice here? Just give up.
No, quite the opposite. This one is really about grace and perspective, I think. Lion's tip is to consciously decide not to let the speaker's delivery flaws stop you from listening.
Easier said than done sometimes, maybe. Perhaps. But it involves extending some compassion. Recognize they're probably doing their best, even if their communication style isn't perfect.
So focus on the message, not the messenger's imperfections.
Exactly. Let go of your expectations for them to be this amazing, captivating orator. Just focus on the words, the content, what they're actually trying to convey. It puts the responsibility back on you, the listener, to extract the value.
That's a really valuable shift. Okay, so just to quickly run through them again. The six barriers Lion identifies are distractions, external, preoccupation, internal, listening too much to the details, getting turned off by a boring topic, that rebuttal tendency, and finally, being put off by the speaker's delivery.
And for each one, there's a conscious strategy we can employ to try and overcome it. It's about awareness and deliberate effort.
Which really ties back beautifully to that idea of a purposeful life, doesn't it? This isn't just about better conversations. It's about deeper connection, better understanding.
Absolutely. Truly hearing people, understanding different perspectives, that's fundamental to authentic connection, to learning about the world and ourselves, to that journey of self-improvement and becoming, you know, the best version of ourselves. Effective listening fuels that growth.
It really does. When you listen well, you open yourself up to insights you'd otherwise miss, insights that help you evolve. So maybe a final thought for everyone listening. Which of these six barriers do you notice tripping you up most often?
That's a great reflection point.
Yeah, think about it. And then consider, what if you consciously tried applying just one or two of Lion's tips in your next few conversations?
Yeah.
How might that shift things? How could becoming a more intentional listener actually help you on your own journey towards living more purposefully?
It's about seeing listening not just as a passive activity, but as an active practice that enriches both your understanding of others and your own self-awareness.
Well said. Something definitely worth reflecting on. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.